You're tuned to Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this last story of Cogs in the Machine revolves around a mysterious poem from Taiwan. It was eventually discovered halfway around the world by Sound Effect contributor Joel Shupak. When Joel found that poem, he was working a tedious warehouse job in Bend, Oregon. This little bit of foreign text broke Joel out of his dull routine, and it became kind of a guiding light that he's held on to ever since, even though it didn't turn out to be exactly what he thought.
I found the poem on the inside of a thin cardboard box. It was written by hand in black pen. My job was to open boxes full of sunglasses, take them all out, and put each pair into a separate box. They would be mailed out to all of the dupes who signed up for the Sunglasses of the Month Club. It was one of these scammy companies that would mail out leaflets advertising free sunglasses, $40 value. An asterisk would direct you to the fact that you only had to pay shipping and handling, a mere $19.95. I was the handling. I was 19 years old, out of money, and living with my parents. I found the job through a temp agency. "Have you ever thought about production work?" they asked me. Production work? I imagined a film set. "Sure," I said. The number of sunglasses I handled on a daily basis was dizzying. Each pair was wrapped in plastic that seemed to crinkle more than it should. And each came with a tiny round sticker that said, "Made in Taiwan." We were instructed to remove the stickers. Each of us in the warehouse had one task. To my right, a woman folded small boxes. I placed the sunglasses inside. To my left, another woman slapped on a packing label. And who were all of these people who would wear them? I imagined them being tried on in rearview mirrors or dangling off the chests of muscle shirts. Each box was a person who lived and dreamed and wore tacky sunglasses. And every week, more shipments arrived. Then, one afternoon, deep in the drowsy zombie rhythm of the production line, I pulled out a handful of sunglasses, and on the inside of the box was something new. 6 lines of Asian characters, handwritten. I ran my finger over the indent left by the pen. Each character was an intricate and exotic thing. Here was the mark of someone halfway around the world whose hand placed the sunglasses that mine removed. Maybe someone just like me, young and lost, and sick to death of sunglasses. I tore the bottom from the box and stuffed the scrap of cardboard into my pocket. Somewhere else, far from these warehouse walls, was a wide and magical world. And these words I found, whatever they meant, were like a crack that let me see out. I kept the slip of cardboard in a box of keepsakes and old journals. It was out of sight, but the feeling I had simmered. I needed to leave. And at the end of that summer, I packed up a car to move to New York City. In that packing, I found the poem again and wanted to know what it said. I put a post on Craigslist looking for a translator. I was amazed how quickly someone responded. She told me it was a small love poem. "Don't want to. I don't want to grow up," the poem began. "I will lose her if I grow up. Why can't I find the innocent rose? Aurora, Pandora. If you pick me, that's your luck. Don't you know?" To be honest, I wasn't even sure if I liked the poem. Why is everyone always so obsessed with an innocent rose anyway? Still, I wondered, did she pick him? Where was he now? Out of the factory, I hoped. I wondered if anyone was going to pick me. In New York, I kept the poem on my wall in this tiny apartment I shared with punk rockers. I even tried to be one of them. But a year later, exhausted from the city, I left. I followed a woman to California. There, I tried to be a farmer. I brought the poem along. When we split up after a few years, I moved to Portland to be a folk singer. I put the poem on a sort of altar, and it's been there ever since. And now, I'm packing up my life again to follow another dream. This time, to make radio stories in another country. The poem, of course, is in my suitcase. Before leaving, I wanted to see if there was anything else I could learn about it.
为什么找不到无邪的玫瑰花？不想长大。
So this is William Ma, a friend of a friend who was happy to read it and give me a second opinion on the translation.
So I sent you this poem that I found. What can you tell me about it?
So first of all, I don't think it's a sort of formal poem. The lines themselves, although they were somewhat poetic, they seem more like song lyrics to me. So I just did a quick Google search and I discovered the first four lines, I guess. They come from a song.
This is when I realized that the poem was not at all what I thought. The first few lines are lyrics from a band called SHE. There were these huge Taiwanese pop stars 12 years ago. I always assumed the writer was a young man, like me. But William says it's probably a teenage girl. Most of their fans were. The next two lines, Aurora, Pandora.
It turned out to be song titles by another Taiwanese pop singer, Angela Jang.
So most of what I found was just copied down pop lyrics. But the final line.
If you pick me, that's your luck, don't you know?
William couldn't find that anywhere. It seems like whoever wrote it came up with it herself. This poem has watched me follow dreams and abandon dreams, fall in love and out of love. 12 years I've held on to it and looked to its cryptic words for guidance and wondered about the person who wrote it. We all need something to believe in, even if it's mostly nonsense. But I do know that somewhere far away is a young woman, though not so young anymore, who once scribbled some lines on a box in a factory. It was just a little diversion from a tedious job, something to do with her fingers, besides placing sunglasses in a box for me, an ocean away, to find.